Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Let Him be our aim. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21. To Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I have two cousins who are expert marksmen. One of them once explained to me that each of us has a dominant eye that may or may not be the same as whether we are left or right-handed. For example, both cousins are right-handed, but shoot by sighting with their left eye. The Bible repeatedly calls us to look to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. In today's scripture, Paul admonishes his readers to focus their attention to Him. That means making the rational decision to focus our aim at the target of our faith, which is to obey His Word. In a world that is increasingly cluttered with things that draw our attention away from the spiritual realm, it is vital that we stop and take careful aim at the things that will matter for eternity. We know that the things of this world grow strangely dim as we focus on His glory and grace. What are you aiming at? If you have no target in mind, you will find yourself lost in the frustrating, confusion of life. If you direct your attention to Him, you will find that He is worthy of all your efforts to Him. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails or read his devotional online or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.